Thousands of people thought he was dead.
I think he's dead.
Including himself.
I nearly died. That's what I felt.
It turns out he just had a bad dose of man flu, which he said was worse than childbirth. The savior of radio is back.
I am not dead.
It's Chris Fade.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad.
Wow.
Yes, I love it. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're back.
Oh, he's back.
What an intro.
Oh, that was, I didn't even know that was coming up. That was great.
That was amazing.
I like that. Well done. Who did that?
Vinay.
Did he? Yeah. Love that. Good morning, 6:02 Sunday across the UAE. Wow, good to be back.
Finally.
Took a week and one day off, huh?
Crazy.
I know. Long time.
It really knocked you out, huh?
I think that's the longest you've ever taken off, isn't it?
I remember when I had the emergency stomach surgery that I had to do because I had a blocked intestine. That was a good one. That took me away.
That was a fun one.
But just like flu-wise or whatever it was, I think I had bronchitis. Still don't know what I had. It wasn't COVID. I tell you that now. I'm not lying. It was not COVID.
You had the tests.
I did like four COVID tests. Did an influenza test. Did it all.
Influenza test. Did you pass the influenza test?
I did. I passed it with flying colors.
So it wasn't that.
Nope. I think it was bronchitis. Whatever I had, man, and the family, we got it, the whole family got it, like, it was not a nice one. I mean, I'm still you can still hear it. I don't know if you can hear a little bit in my voice still.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's good to be back. Good. It's enjoyable on the couch occasionally. Sleepings are fantastic,
but not being sick
with it. There were those a few nights that I could not actually even sleep
because of the cough. It just was too much.
Oh, typical Vinay.
What?
He never puts enough music on the intros.
I know.
I've been telling him for years.
I know.
Vinay's our production guy. Makes everything sound good here on Virgin Radio.
He just wants you to talk less. That's it.
He does. So he only puts the background music at the end of intros for about 2 minutes because he wants me to basically shut up and just get back into music. But
he says he wants to hear the songs, Vinay, not us.
Not going to happen. Listen, how are you guys? I missed you all. Everyone good?
Yeah.
We missed you, yes.
Everyone,
honestly.
Anything happened over the weekend that I should know about quickly?
England, the rubbish.
it's not coming home.
Probably not.
It's not coming home,
we
right?
We are atrocious.
They always start so confident.
You didn't play well because you played Scotland. Now, how good is Scotland?
Scotland played well, actually. Yeah, okay. They did well. They had heart. That's what England were missing, a bit of heart.
Heart. Who's easy, a good player?
Kevin Hart. They were missing Kevin Hart.
Okay, I'm here, guys. I'm here. Everybody, I'm ready to go. I swear to God, I'm ready to go.
That's the worst Kevin Hart impression I've ever heard.
He just released a Netflix show called Father's Day.
Yeah.
And happy Father's Day if you're
happy
celebrating it.
Father. So it's not Father's Day in Australia.
No.
It's not.
Not in the UK.
Not in the UK. So it's just on behalf of North America and I think India. Happy Father's Day.
There it is. Oh, it's Father's Day in India.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's a big one as well. Mm. News coming out of India as well. Looks like the borders are open between us two. Is that right?
Finally, yeah. It looks like if you have the vaccine, 2 doses of the vaccine.
Oh, that makes me feel better. I was about to say, I don't want... Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good thing then, because I didn't want it just to be open if they've got the other variant and all that.
No. And so, then you have to do like a series of tests before when you land.
Good on them.
That's what England should do.
Yeah,
that's proven difficult.
And Australia should do the same.
Yeah. Yes. Like if you're vaccinated, let's go home.
All right, listen, we've got a big show lined up. So good to be back. Thank you for no one's messaged yet to say welcome back, Chris. So
no one cares.
No one cares. But if you're up and about, could you be our first caller of the week, please? 048715544. Call me right now. Let's get you on. First caller of the week. Tell us what you're doing. What you're up to. 048715.
Sorry.
Ross is just yawning into the mic. I just wanted to get that.
Could you hear that?
Yep.
Okay.
Marvin, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. He's up and about.
Yeah. Welcome back, my brother. Welcome back.
Thank you, bro. Good to be back. Good to be back, mate.
We missed you here. We missed you.
Did you really, though, Marvin? Did you really miss me?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you, brother.
I did miss you.
I missed you. There was a couple of days in that week that I took off where I was like, oh, man, I want to come and do the show.
And it was one day.
And that moment lasted for about 3 seconds. And then got myself back on the couch just watching sports, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Marvin, what are you up to, man?
Yeah, I'm driving to work.
What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a driver in Carrefour.
You're a what in Carrefour?
Carrefour driver.
Carrefour?
Yeah.
Are you delivering the gas to people, right?
Exactly.
Oh man, that's a good job. You were helping people. Do people come out of their houses or their apartments, or do you just do it now? Like you just have access to it?
Apparently, due to COVID, they don't. But before, they used to, and people used to take beautiful videos of you refilling. But right now, because of the pandemic, people don't come out, you know.
Yeah, they just
And most times when they come out, you know, you have to mask up, and then it looks a little awkward as it used to to be. But hopefully, if everyone is vaccinated, everything will come back to normal. That's the only gospel we preach, of everyone getting vaccinated, because it's the only way to go. It's the only solution that science provides us.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well said. Well said. Marvin, doing his thing. Mm. What a great way to kick off the morning. God bless you, mate. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, brother.
See you, man. Well, what a good guy.
Yeah.
Rizwan.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man? What are you doing? What are you up to?
I just got back home from work.
You just got back home from work?
Yes, that's right.
Man,
so, Sunday morning, you guys are to work, and I'm off to work.
So you're doing the night shift. What do you do?
I work for Diva.
Oh, man, Diva. We need you. What are you making? So, making sure everyone's getting their bills?
Oh, not really. We work as the from the technical department. So basically, we are the ones keep your electricity and water supplies running during the night shift.
Well, thank you very much. We need that, especially now with the hotter months, right? You guys are under more of the demand as well, right? You got more energy going out. You know what?
That's right. During the summer season, that's the one.
I got an email 3 days ago. I don't like getting these emails from Diwa, but I appreciate that they gave it to me. Let me see. I'm just going to wait. I'm trying to find it now.
Is it the one that your consumption is high?
Yeah, consumption's
freaks
high.
Freaks me out.
It's the alert button, you know, that they're saying that I'm consuming too much. Mm-hmm. So
that is to alert you guys that, okay, there is a consumption which is being, which is a bit high.
Yeah,
I turned all the air conditionings off in the water for 7 days. It was fantastic in my house. Bill's going to be great this month. Rizwan, God bless you, mate. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a good day. And Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate you. Go get some good sleep as well, all right?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We'll do one more here, because Shazza is 11 years old, on the way to school. Shazza, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Good to be back on the radio. I took a week off.
Yeah.
All right. You take care. See you later. Kids these days. Rossi, pretty phone guy, Eddie and Nala, we're all hanging out with you. It was good. Good that we're all sort of back together again, the little crew.
How did it feel waking up this morning?
Oh, it was very difficult. Hardest thing was going to bed, because the last week I've been going to bed, obviously later, just sort of watching TV and just trying to do anything. So it was like my old self before doing a morning breakfast show. Mm. I was going to bed at like 12 o'clock, 1 a.m.
Wow. So last night
I got myself into bed at 9 o'clock.
Late.
I went to bed at midnight. I ended up falling asleep at midnight.
Midnight. You were watching TV.
No. I just awake. Could not sleep. And you know when you tell yourself, go to sleep. You got to go to sleep. Oh, my gosh, man. And I started looking. I looked at the phone. I'm like, if I go to sleep now, I get 5.5 hours. Oh, if I go to sleep now, I get 4.
That's
and I'm like,
worst.
My gosh, just go to sleep, man.
You start calculating.
And then I had a dream that I had these two massive pimples on my chin.
You're such a strange.
But, like, they weren't pimples. They were like
warts. They?
Yeah, like massive warts on my chin. Like, and they were hanging there. And you couldn't see them because I had my beard. But then I decided to have a little trim. And then they all popped out. And I was like, what am I going to do? Go to the show? I'm going back with two massive warts. And then I woke up this morning, I was like, it's only a dream.
That must mean something. That
what does that mean? Let's Google
like,
it.
Wait, me and Pretty the warts.
Wait, what does it mean if you dream about having?
It's disgusting.
Just talk amongst yourselves while I Google.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. Dreaming of having warts on your body symbolizes prosperity. Everything in your life will soon start to improve after a difficult period that is now behind you.
Hold on, I just got sick.
It is possible that you had health issues, which you have successfully overcome. Drop the mic.
That's not... Are you serious?
I read it word for word. Dreamglossary.com.
That's pretty crazy. I dreamt about warts, and you're telling me that these...
It says it is possible that you had health issues, which you have successfully overcome.
So you're okay. The warts have said you're okay.
Rossi's going to Ross is going to dream that he like dreams about warts tonight.
I'm going to start licking toads. That's how you get warts. Or stop getting warts.
What?
One of the two.
All right, well, there we go. I like that. You made my dream feel good then.
There you go.
I like...
Pretty Malik gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
Fast and Furious. Is it over finally?
No, it's not. Every year we say this and there's another one.
Okay, so there are scheduled the F9, which is coming out now, right? Yeah. And then one more after that, F10. Okay. Fast and Furious 10. Okay. So that is technically what they've announced.
Okay.
But is it really the end? They had the premiere for Fast 9, for F9, over the weekend. This is what Vin Diesel had to say.
All right, let's have a listen.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, now I'm going Fast and Furious.
Thank you, Vin. And anything else?
You know, it's like radio and through, you know?
Can you sing some Rihanna for us?
Okay.
And I'm not necessarily saying it's the end of Dom. I'm saying we're wrapping up this era of the mythology. So for the fans that have been running with this mythology for 2 decades, we're at a point where we're finally feeling confident enough to give them the finale that they've deserved.
So it's over.
Finally.
So one more movie, though. So this one, the 10th one, and then it's finishing.
Mm. I did Fast and Furious 1 and 2. I haven't seen any of the others.
You have to see the one with Paul Walker's last
what
one.
What about
you see
the
one.
Abu Dhabi one?
I didn't watch it.
That was good. That was good.
I didn't watch those. I got to watch. I mean, should I do a marathon of Fast and Furious?
I was thinking about that the other day.
It's the only marathon you're going to do, so yeah, go for it.
All right. Oh, he's
feisty.
He's run one marathon in his life, and that's feisty. It. He can claim it for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
Okay. Jay-Z suing Damon Dash, saying he's trying to steal and sell the copyright to Jay's debut album, Reasonable Doubt. Now, basically, Damon Dash, who's a legend in the music industry, is trying to sell the album, the copyright to the album, as an NFT, which is that non-fungible digital token we've all been talking about.
It's like buying a painting, but you're buying it in a digital form and you own the rights to it.
Exactly. So he's trying to sell the copyright to that album, which was one of the biggest albums in history for Jay. So he stopped it for now, and now they're in court kind of arguing over it.
Interesting.
And finally, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion part one aired. Andy Cohen hosting, learned a lot of stuff, including about her 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries as Kim Kardashian. Remember they were married?
Yeah. Mm.
She did admit that she felt like it wasn't the right thing to do, but she felt pressured to go ahead and go through with the marriage because they signed everything, the TV deal, all that stuff. And she thought it was just cold feet. Here is Kim talking about her marriage to Chris Humphries.
I was so nervous to break up with someone. I handled it totally the wrong way.
Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely. And I tried to. I tried calling him for months. I mean,
saw him at the Beverly Hills Hotel pregnant. He wouldn't say...
Oh, I had North in my hand and my big, huge belly. I was about to give birth to Saint, and I saw him, and all of his friends got up and said hi to me, and he just literally looked at me and, like, wouldn't even speak to me.
Yeah, fair enough. He's burnt. You burnt him, and you burnt him... globally, like everyone knew who Chris Humphries was at that time.
So she was saying that he wanted to get an annulment because he's very faith-based. He didn't want the divorce. And he wrote ticked fraud because that's the only way they could get an annulment. And that's why everyone thought...
What's an annulment means?
The marriage is dissolved. It never existed. So it's you can't say you were divorced.
You can do that?
You can do that.
I had no idea about that. It's called an annulment. I know the word. Can you do it in working relationships as well?
Don't say that about Pretty. She held this ship while you were away.
Hey, could we do it about like certain people that you work with?
Don't do that, Pretty. Just ignore him.
An annulment? No?
Pretty, don't listen to him.
Thank you very much, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hanging out with us on the Chris Fade Show. We're going live on Facebook for this one. Make a nice little headline. Things what the headline should be.
Well, travel restrictions lifted.
Oh, what?
If you're coming from India.
Okay.
Are we live on Facebook?
We're going live on Facebook right now. Virgin Radio DXB. If you do not follow us, get on there right now and follow us. But good morning. Are we good now? Tell us when we're on.
Tell us when we're on and we'll.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
That's amazing. I love that.
That's great. I like. Are we live? There we go. Yeah, they're giving me the thumbs up. Good morning. Good morning to Facebook. Hope you guys are well. Thanks for having us on. It's just gone 6:43, your Sunday morning here on Virgin Radio. Good to be back. Took the week off, but a lot of things happening, especially over the weekend. The big headline is Dubai has updated its travel protocols for inbound passengers from India, South Africa, and Nigeria, which means you can get in. Now, there are a few things that you need to know about. Only passengers with a valid residency. Obviously, you must be a resident of the UAE. All right, you must have two doses of a UAE-approved vaccine. All right, and then you're allowed to come back to Dubai.
And with, yeah, you got
to go through a few other things, but you're there.
A lot of PCR tests. This starts Wednesday, by the way. So Wednesday, June 23rd.
This is great news if you want to go home and see your family then, and then come back, right?
No, this is great news for those people.
There's a lot of people that are stuck in India right now, or Nigeria. I've got a friend of mine that's actually stuck in Pakistan right now.
Right.
And he went to go to Georgia. To do the quarantine, because you know you can just fly to Georgia, then fly, and they refused his entry there as well. So like Georgia's onto it, like knowing, oh, hold on a second. Now you got to present negative PCR tests taken 48 hours before departure. UAE nationals are exempted from this requirement. Fair enough. Only QR coded test certificates are accepted. And passengers are also required to undergo a rapid PCR test 4 hours prior to departure to Dubai, and then you get another PCR test on arrival. This is great. I mean, getting you guys back, because I know there's a lot of families that are missing each other, but the fact that we're going through all this, I mean, there's two PCR tests rapidly done, which I think are great. These rapid ones are the ones that I feel we should do more of.
Everywhere, yeah.
Because sometimes you get on a plane and it's like 72 hours before you got to do a PCR test.
Yeah.
So you go do a PCR test. Anyone in those 3 days or 4 days, you
could have picked it up.
You could pick it up and get back on the flight.
Yeah.
The 4 hours before getting on a flight, rapid PCR test, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be embarrassing though, wouldn't it, if you're at the queue and then
you get turned away.
Taken away.
Well, I sometimes think to myself, the future of travel whilst this virus is still around is going to be that. I feel like we're going to be doing more of these rapid PCR tests.
But see, I'm all for that.
Same
with me. Like, go test me however many times you want before you put me on a plane, you know?
Travel from South Africa. New protocols allow travelers from South Africa who have received two doses of a UAE-approved vaccine to enter Dubai as well. Pretty much the same type of protocol is running there. And same with Nigeria as well. So the three countries now allowed back into Dubai. India, South Africa, Nigeria. More details, hit up the ARN News Center app. We have that. Hey, there's a new cycling track happening in Dubai as well. Did you hear about this?
That's exciting.
16 kilometers constructed along Dubai's Jumeirah Beach. This is fantastic. It's going to be around the Dubai Water Canal. King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Suad Street. I know exactly where this is. If you love to get on your bike, we are now officially one of the top 5 countries and cities in the world when it comes to cycling, which I think is brilliant.
It's all part of that Dubai 2040 Urban Master Plan.
Which is great.
Yeah, that was announced earlier this year, which is amazing.
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and Chairman of the Executive Council of Dubai, gave the go-ahead on construction. I saw it on his Instagram yesterday, which was great. Finally, for me, I really appreciated this one. UFC World Champ is in the building right now. Francis Ngannou. Hopefully I say that. Ngannou. I always sometimes get it right and get it wrong. He is in the city. I just saw this because I follow him on Instagram, and I'm on Instagram stories, and I see that he's in the city, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. This is UFC World Champion.
He's got a great backstory, hasn't he? How he came through the ranks.
Yeah, man, this guy is legit unbelievable. Funniest thing was, there was a video of him picking up Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaquille O'Neal says, I've never been picked up in my life until Francis picked me up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Finally, I thought this was a good feel-good story that I saw over the weekend, which I thought we should mention. UAE residents were caught by surprise when they spotted His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, in an impromptu visit to a supermarket.
This was incredible to see.
His Highness was seen. It was a Carrefour. He was walking through Carrefour. Insane. How cool is that?
It's just I'm sure everyone there, as they're picking their bread, did like a double take. Like, did I just see what I just saw?
Yeah, it was a double take. You saw the footage come through. It was like a double take. So very, very cool stuff. That's everything. Anything else?
No, all the details, by the way, for the travel stuff, it's kind of complicated. So please check out the ARN News Center app, because it is quite a few things you got to go through.
All right, we'll do more of these sort of sum ups throughout the week. I think it's just important that we tick those headlines for everyone and just make sure we know what's up. All right, listen, still to come, news, and we'll get you 10,000 dirhams cash with your pop quiz. Thank you, Facebook. Can you play that little Facebook thing again? I didn't mind that. I thought that was
Next time we do it, I'll do it.
Cute little intro. It's
great, isn't it?
Let's, Rossi's going to bring this
up. No,
he lost it.
It's going to take a while here. Okay.
He's always on it.
One sec. Let me just turn that on. Oh, that's something else.
What is it? Turn it off.
In this whole thing, you didn't say one word. All you had to do was play that little. I'll leave it there. Thank you. Hanging out with us on the Chris Faith Show. We're going live on Facebook for this one. Make a nice little headline. Things. What the headline should be?
Well, travel restrictions lifted.
Oh, what?
If you're coming from India.
Okay.
Are we live on Facebook?
We're going live on Facebook right now. Virgin Radio DXB. If you do not follow us, get on there right now and follow us. But good morning. Are we good now? Tell us when we're on.
Tell us when we're on, and we'll.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
That's amazing. I love that.
That's great. I like. Are we live? Here we go. Yeah, they're giving me the thumbs up. Good morning. Good morning to Facebook. Hope you guys are well. Thanks for having us on. It's just gone 6:43, your Sunday morning here on Virgin Radio. Good to be back. Took the week off, but a lot of things happening, especially over the weekend. The big headline is Dubai has updated its travel protocols for inbound passengers from India, South Africa, and Nigeria, which means you can get in. Now, there are a few things that you need to know about. Only passengers with a valid residency. Obviously, you must be a resident of the UAE. All right, you must have two doses of a UAE-approved vaccine. All right, and then you're allowed to come back to Dubai. You got to go through a few other things, but you're there.
A lot of PCR tests. This starts Wednesday, by the way. So Wednesday, June 23rd.
This is great news if you want to go home and see your family then, and then come back, right?
No, this is great news for those people.
There's a lot of people that are stuck in India now, or Nigeria. I've got a friend of mine that's actually stuck in Pakistan right now.
Right.
And he went to go to Georgia. To do the quarantine, because you can just fly to Georgia, then fly, and they refused his entry there as well. So Georgia's onto it, hold on a second. Now you got to present negative PCR tests taken 48 hours before departure. UAE nationals are exempted from this requirement. Fair enough. Only QR coded test certificates are accepted, and passengers are also required to undergo a rapid PCR test 4 hours prior to departure to Dubai, and then you get another PCR test on arrival. This is great. I mean, getting you guys back, because I know there's a lot of families that are missing each other, but the fact that we're going through all this, I mean, there's two PCR tests rapidly done, which I think are great. These rapid ones are the ones that I feel we should do more of.
Everywhere, yeah.
Because sometimes you get on a plane and it's 72 hours before you got to do a PCR test.
Yeah.
So you go do a PCR test. Anyone in those 3 days or 4 days,
you could have picked it up.
You could pick it up and get back on the flight.
Yeah.
The 4 hours before getting on a flight, rapid PCR test, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be embarrassing though, wouldn't it, if you're at the queue and then you get turned away. Taken away.
Well, I sometimes think to myself, the future of travel whilst this virus is still around is going to be that. I feel like we're going to be doing more of these rapid PCR tests.
But see, I'm all for that.
Same with me.
Like, go test me however many times you want before you put me on a plane, you know?
Travel from South Africa. New protocols allow travelers from South Africa who have received two doses of a UAE-approved vaccine to enter Dubai as well. Pretty much the same type of protocol is running there. And same with Nigeria as well. So the three countries now allowed back into Dubai. India, South Africa, Nigeria. More details, hit up the ARN News Center app. We have that. Hey, there's a new cycling track happening in Dubai as well. Did you hear about this?
That's exciting.
16 kilometers constructed along Dubai's Jumeirah Beach. This is fantastic. It's going to be around the Dubai Water Canal. King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Suad Street. I know exactly where this is. If you love to get on your bike, we are now officially one of the top 5 countries and cities in the world when it comes to cycling, which I think is brilliant.
It's all part of that Dubai 2040 Urban Master Plan.
Which is great.
Yeah, that was announced earlier this year, which is amazing.
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and Chairman of the Executive Council of Dubai, gave the go-ahead on construction. I saw it on his Instagram yesterday, which was great. Finally, for me, I really appreciated this one. UFC World Champ is in the building right now. Francis Ngannou. Ngamo. Hopefully I say that. Ngamo. I always sometimes get it right and get it wrong. He is in the city. I just saw this because I follow him on Instagram, and I'm on Instagram stories, and I see that he's in the city, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. This is UFC world champion.
He's got a great backstory, hasn't he? How he came through the ranks.
Yeah, man, this guy is legit unbelievable. Funniest thing was there was a video of him picking up Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaquille O'Neal says, I've never been picked up in my life until Francis picked me up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Finally, I thought this was a good feel-good story that I saw over the weekend, which I thought we should mention. UAE residents were caught by surprise when they spotted His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, in an impromptu visit to a supermarket.
This was incredible to see.
His Highness was seen. It was a Carrefour. He was walking through Carrefour. Insane. How cool is that?
I'm sure everyone there, as they're picking their bread, did like a double take. Like, did I just see what I just saw?
Yeah, it was a double take. Yeah. You saw the footage come through. It was like a double take. So very, very cool stuff. That's everything. Anything else?
No, all the details, by the way, for the travel stuff, it's kind of complicated. So please check out the Era New Center app, because it is quite a few things you got to go through.
All right, we'll do more of these sort of sum ups throughout the week. I think it's just important that we tick those headlines for everyone and just make sure we know what's up. All right, listen, still to come, news, and we'll get you 10,000 dirhams cash with your pop quiz. Thank you, Facebook. Can you play that little Facebook thing again? I didn't mind that. I thought that was
Next time we do it, I'll do it.
A cute little intro. It's
great, isn't it?
Rusty's going to bring this up.
Oh, no.
He lost it.
It's going to take a while here. Hold on, okay.
He's always on it.
One sec. Let me just turn that on. Oh, that's something else.
What is it? Turn it off.
In this whole thing, you didn't say one word. All you had to do was play that little.
Sorry.
I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Money. The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Oh, Ashley, you got through. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm glad that we got you on. 10,000 dirhams cash waiting for you.
Wow, I can't believe it. I've been calling in every morning. Me and my friends have been calling every morning for months, and they have all gotten through. Three of my friends have, and everything rings for me.
What? They got through that lucky? You got a little crew going on, getting the pop quiz. That's what it's all about. Yeah. What do you do?
So I'm a teacher, but I'm actually at home right now because I'm in isolation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So did one of the kids get it?
There's a couple people at the school that have it, so they've actually kind of shut down our entire section right now, and everybody's at home for a couple days, but I was a close contact, so I'm at home for 10 days now.
Feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel fine so far. I'm fully vaccinated, so I'm hoping that'll kind of work for me. I'm panicking a little,
You'll be fine.
I get it, though.
You know, this will be a story that will reassure you. One of my very good friends, his daughter has COVID, and his wife had COVID.
Wow.
Both non-vaccinated. He vaccinated.
Yes.
Spent the entire, he had to quarantine, obviously, even though he's vaccinated. He spent the entire 11 days in the house without a mask, looking after his wife. And his daughter still tested negative.
Wow.
So it just shows you that the vaccine is doing what it's meant to do. So don't stress. And I mean, I'm not telling anyone to go and mix in with people who have got the virus, even if you're vaccinated. But I'm just saying he lived in the house with them for the 11 days and he's come out of it still negative. So it shows that the vaccine's doing its thing, Ash. So just you do your thing and relax and everything will look after. Are you still having to teach class from home?
Yeah, I'll still teach 4 periods online, but my school is like completely set up for hybrid learning, so it'll be seamless nearly.
Yeah, good on you. I've kept my girls, I'm keeping them at home now for the rest of the year.
It's just a few weeks left, right?
Yeah, and we're going to be traveling. I don't want them to get the Rona, like, you know, touch wood, before we leave that. There was a few cases at their school as well. So everyone listen, if your kids aren't feeling well or you're not feeling well, stay home.
Yeah.
That's the message we said. You know, you did really well in just being like, I'm not feeling well. Yeah. I'm not coming in, which is important to do. So,
Rossi, you took a day off as well. Why?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well. Yeah. I just thought it better be safe than sorry and stay at home.
Ashley, he said he wasn't feeling well, so whenever Rossi takes a day off, I just go to his Instagram to see what he did the night before. The night before.
That was the football.
Yeah, yes! The night before he was at the football, getting on it.
I had a really bad headache.
Yeah, exactly.
I never take days off anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had a day off sick ever. Right.
Try not to take them when I take them off. Like, you know, let's be not in sync with our
Try
days
not
off.
To be sick when I'm sick,
That's
please.
Right. That's right. Ash, let's do it. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay, yep.
Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. In the movie, who starred as Captain Phillips?
Pass.
What country was the talk show host James Corden born in?
England.
Who is the all-time top scorer in the Euro football tournament?
Cristiano Ronaldo. No,
what is the current time difference between London and Dubai?
4 hours.
Tom Anderson co-founded what social networking site in 2003?
Is that Tom from MySpace?
Finish the Netflix documentary. Biggie, I Got a Story to
Tell.
What Ryan starred alongside Russell Crowe for the movie Nice Guys?
Reynolds?
What date is Father's Day in the UK?
Today.
Who sings the songs Higher Love and Something Just Like This?
Chainsmokers.
Joe Biden is the president of which country?
United States.
In the movie, who starred as Captain Phillips? Time's up. It was Tom Hanks, but it was after the buzzer.
Oh, no.
600 dirhams is yours. Did you beat your friends?
Wait, how much did I get again?
600.
I think Alina got 700.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to give you the Tom Hanks one so you get 700.
Yay!
So you're equally as good, all right?
Perfect.
All right, Ash, 700 dirhams all yours, okay?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking.
London to Dubai, currently 3 hours, they've told me.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Ryan Gosling stars as Nice Guys and Coldplay sings Higher Love and Something Just Like This. All right.
Chainsmokers did Something Just Like This with Coldplay, but only Coldplay do Higher Love.
That's right.
It was a trick question.
Pretty Malik's gossip. What have you got, Pretty?
So the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion aired this weekend. So many things we learned. It was kind of like a no-holds barred. Like, Andy Cohen did a really good job in trying to get the juicy stuff out of everyone. He asked Kim Kardashian, if I were to ask you point blank, why did you file for divorce from Kanye West, what would you say?
I honestly don't think I would even say it here on TV, but it was not like one specific thing that happened on either part. I think it was just a general difference of opinions on a few things that led to this decision. We have an amazing co-parenting relationship. You know, that was my friend first. I will forever be Kanye's biggest fan. He's the father of my kids. Kanye will always be family.
I wish they didn't break up. I thought they were going to last a little bit after they got through a lot. They had a lot of kids together.
You know,
I think he's come out to say as well, mentally is not always
100%. He's not stable, no.
And I think it's really hard to be in a relationship when someone isn't 100% mentally there.
Mm.
I think he suffered from bipolar.
Yes, yeah.
And he was medicated for that.
Yes. And, you know, watching her talk about him, you can tell that she was really in love
with Kanye. And I think she probably still is really in love with him, but she just knows for herself maybe
it's just not going to work.
She can't be in that relationship, you know?
She tried hard, I think, to make it work. Right?
I believe so. I mean, we're watching this from the outside, but I believe that Kanye's a good guy. I believe she's a great woman as well.
And they just don't work together.
I think he needs to sort himself out a little bit more. And mental health is such an important issue that we continually need to talk about and understand that not all of us are able to get through the day as easy as you know?
You missed this last week, but he's unfollowed all the family on Twitter, and he is currently apparently dating Irina Shayk, who is Bradley Cooper's ex.
Again, these celebrities going straight from one relationship into another. Like, Irina Shayk, like, come on. Why would you want to get into a relationship with Kanye right now? He's just come out of a relationship with Kim. It's like the whole Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez thing. Like, guys, just
chill.
Get to know yourself a little bit.
Who knows?
You know?
Maybe they don't want to be on their own.
Maybe. Let's talk the Friends cast. So they got together for an impromptu carpool karaoke and sit down with James Corden. Now, James Corden obviously hosted the reunion, so I'm assuming part of that contract was you got to be on my show and you got to do a carpool karaoke. So, of course, they sang the Friends theme song.
All of them in the car.
All of them in the car.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your heart's a joke, you broke, your love has the away. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you.
Oh my God.
Who am I hearing the most of? Is it Joey?
Yeah, it was Phoebe and Joey, and actually all of them were singing along. They were in a golf cart.
So good. Oh, we miss Friends. We miss Friends.
The reunion, by the way, you can still see it on OSN streaming. Finally, Millie Bobby Brown, you know, the Stranger Things star.
Yes.
Yes, I love her. She's been spotted with a new man, and you know who it is?
Who?
Tell me if the name sounds familiar. Jake Bon Jovi.
Jake Bon Jovi?
Would be John Bon Jovi's son.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so these two were spotted hand in hand going for a stroll in New York City.
Mm.
He's 19 years old. They've apparently been friends for a few weeks.
Is Bon Jovi's son, is he as good looking as Bon Jovi was? Like,
he looks a little bit like John.
Does he?
Yeah.
I mean, he is John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's, so he's got, Bon Jovi's hair. Got a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Because he must be pushing, like, 60s.
Mm.
So let me have a look at him. Yeah, he's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, he's got good hair, like John Bon Jovi. Looks like,
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that kid's living on a prayer. Sorry.
Yeah, I was waiting for that joke.
Sorry, there we go. So the doctor that I saw was like, you know, because of corona and everything, and we're so hygienic right now, that you still get a chance of picking up other things. So it wasn't corona and it wasn't the flu. What I believe it was bronchitis. We didn't do a test official for it, but he believed that it was bronchitis. And it went through the whole family. So the girls got it. I got it. Brianna got it.
Now, you put up a post last week, right? And it was a little nushy in the hospital. You had to take her just for some treatment.
To the hospital. If you're not a parent, the worst thing ever is having your kid sick. Like, parents, you know this. As soon as your kid's sick and you have to go to a hospital, I was feeling so horrible. Like, I had like a 38-degree temperature. I was feeling horrible, but I had to take her to the hospital because she was worse than I was. So then I drove her in, and then the doctor's checking her out. It was a pediatrician doctor.
Yeah.
And everything that he was doing for her, I said to him, "Hey, doc, could you just check me at the same time?"
Hey, they know.
I said, "I've got the exact same thing."
But I'm looking at the post, and you were talking about like all the suggestions that everyone was sending you.
Yep.
And I scrolled, and it really had me puzzled. Mm. What we didn't try from your suggestions, this is from Chris's post: sleep with a cut onion and garlic next to your bed. Drink olive oil straight.
Yeah, so this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted to talk about. That throughout the week that I was off, I received more than probably 500 messages of what I should do.
Right.
Like, and every single and I appreciate every single one of these messages, and every single message finished with, "You'll wake up feeling fantastic the next morning." Like, every single one of them.
Confident in the ability.
Everyone is so confident in their own little natural way of healing the body, right? So there was a lot of coming through. The typical ones were the rub Vicks on the feet, wear the socks tomorrow morning, you'll feel fabulous.
Yeah.
Did that.
Didn't feel fabulous.
Guggle salt and water, all right? And I want you to drink water and lemon juice. You'll feel absolutely fabulous. Did it?
Didn't feel fabulous.
Then you had the usual ones, lots of fluids, hydration, da-da-da. Did all that. And then they started getting like weirder and weirder, like that one. A few people said this. Cut an onion in half.
Mm.
Cut cloves of garlic, put them next to your bed. And I'm like, isn't that to scare Dracula or something?
Vampires.
Yeah.
And they said that because it basically, the onion and the garlic suck the toxins out of your body and it takes it. So I didn't do that. Wait, I didn't try that, right?
Drink olive oil straight. Yes. Did you try that?
I had a few couple of people tell me just to get olive oil, straight olive oil, and shoot it down.
It's probably lubricating the...
I don't know what it's doing, but I didn't want to do that either. And then it got me thinking there must be so many traditional things that we must have done as children and our parents did to us and our grandparents did to us. And we're all so multicultural here, is that we must have so many different ways of doing it. So I want to open up the phone lines... 0487155444 traditional ways that you were healed when you were a kid.
Oh, we had so many of those.
Yeah, 0487155444 traditional ways that you grew up with that was going to heal you. One thing that my mum used to do was she used to get hot olive oil.
Yeah.
Okay, so olive oil, put in the microwave. And then I would lay on her lap as a kid and she would massage my glands under my throat.
You know what? That's not far off. So my mom would get clarified butter, ghee. Yeah. It's called ghee.
Yeah.
So similar. It's like an oil, right?
Yeah.
And she would put it, same thing, by the neck, but then also between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Yeah.
And between your big toe and the next toe. And you would put a scarf around your neck to keep the heat in and you would go to sleep like that.
Isn't it crazy?
But it's clarified butter. Like, you cook with it.
So we used to have Vicks as well. My mom used to get Vicks, and she'd rub it on your chest, right? This is before you go to bed. And I don't like this feeling. You'd go to bed with Vicks on your chest. She'd then get newspaper, and she'd stick it on your chest. Right? And then she'd put your pajamas on over it.
So you just
and then
all
she'd be
night.
Like, okay, baby, go to bed. And you're like... This is, like, how do I still have a newspaper stuck to me?
I mean, and you probably had a hairy chest when you were 21 as well, right?
that wasn't funny.
She's doing it when he's 21.
That's not funny.
It's probably true.
And what does your mum do?
Nothing.
Bangers and mash, love. Go get some sausages and mashed potatoes and eat it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. My mum is completely different, I think. Like, I wish sometimes my mum was a bit like Gilda. My mum was like...
Oh, don't say that.
Get on with it. Get on with it.
Zanusha, traditional ways of being healed when you were a kid, what were they?
Well, there's something called Samahang, which is actually Samahan. It's a Sri Lankan medicine. You can find it even in all the almayas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you just drop it into hot water and then you drink it. And it's like a herbal tea.
Ah, okay.
It really cures everything. And during the corona times, people are just going crazy and buying this.
Wow.
And I think it's good business for them as well. But whatever it is, it's amazing.
What's it called?
It's called Samahang.
Samahang.
Yeah, exactly. Not hung, it's H-A-N.
Samahang. Samahang.
Samahang.
Yeah, Samahang.
Okay.
Samahang. It's a herbal medication from Sri Lanka. Second one is drinking coriander seeds boiled.
Coriander
tea. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I could do that one. Hello, Drake. Now, not the Drake that we know, but the other Drake. Okay. Hi. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
So what is a traditional thing that you guys do? Where are you from, first of all?
Actually, I'm from the Philippines.
Okay. So what would you take to get better?
Well, when I was young, like, my grandma would use boiled guava leaves, and we would usually take it as a bath.
Guava leaves?
Yes.
Interesting. I mean, guava gives you energy, right? Isn't that what, like, in some of those energy drinks, there's guava?
Yeah. We take it as a bath, like, whenever we are, like, having measles or chicken pox. My grandma would boil it.
Okay.
And have a bath in it.
Saying that, I got a lot of Filipinos message me as well saying that I should have done this other thing where I think I sit in a bucket with Vicks and I put a towel over me and I cover my whole body.
Yeah.
Your whole body.
Yeah, what was it called? Because I got so many messages of this. What's it called?
In Filipino, we call it suo. It's like you're doing a steam.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Does it work? I never tried it.
Well, when I had COVID, I used to use Vicks paper wrap, and I would inhale it, and I would also use steam with it.
Mm. And then you COVID. Cover your whole body, and you basically do yourself like a little mini sauna. Because, you know, at one stage for 2 days, I couldn't smell or taste anything. I had that Vicks on my nose because I was so congested.
Yeah.
Could not smell a thing. Roberto, as a kid, what's a traditional sort of remedy that you had?
Hi, Chris. So basically, this time I had a toothache when I was a teenager. And so my mom, it was middle of the night, so my mom had to improvise some medicine. So she gave me coca leaves to chew, and that made the pain go away.
You sure they were coca leaves?
Yeah, coca leaves.
Okay.
So improvising, and those are very powerful leaves. So the pain was gone. And it's also good for a high altitude sickness, you know. Yeah.
Where did you grow up? What country was this?
Peru.
Bolivia.
Oh, I don't believe you. Sorry, I had to say it. That's amazing, really. So it sort of just numbed the pain, did it?
Yeah, exactly. I was even surprised because the taste is horrible. It's horrible. But I guess it worked. So
there it is. There it is. A lot of medicines come from like the planet,
natural
life, stuff. Yeah. Varun, so what was your remedy? I received so many remedies when I was off for the week. Some of them were weird, man. What's one that you would do when you're feeling ill?
Yeah, our remedy was we used to drink hot milk with turmeric powder.
Haldi cures everything.
Quite good in boosting immunity. Even now we do that. Give it to children, and if you're feeling sick and if you feel at any point in time your immunity is going down, so you would just put little turmeric into some warm milk and drink it.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of the taste. It would be disgusting, no?
No, it's not too bad. You get used to it. Put some honey in there.
See, what's crazy about this is that you'll speak to other people that are like, when you're sick, you stay away from dairy. You shouldn't have any dairy at all, you know? But then this was like, no, you have dairy with turmeric.
Yeah.
And what, it's supposed to just make me feel better?
That's what we did as, kids growing up, and it really helped. And, I do that even now with my kids and sometimes myself if I... You know, even during Corona, you would do other measures, but, turmeric milk also boosts the immunity.
There we go. I love all of you ones. We'll take one more real quick. We are running out of time. When you're ill, what was it that you're traditionally, like in your country, would you do to make you feel better? Mm. Bella, how are you?
Hi, Chris.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
What would you do? Give me something.
Yeah, my mom, usually if we have high fever, especially, she will mix a Royal soda, if you know, Coke, Sprite, Royal,
okay,
the orange one, and with an egg, a fresh egg.
What? Soda with an egg?
Yeah, it's not just the usual egg. It should be we call it a Itlog na Bisaya. It's from somewhere in the Visayas and Mindanao area, or it's a local chicken egg.
So you crack the raw egg in the soda and then you mix it.
Mix it and drink it. That will take your fever away.
That will take your life away.
So happy that you're back, Chris, honestly.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm so elated. Every day I would be like, oh, I hope Chris is back tomorrow. And Rossi would get angry with me. Like, why you keep saying that? We're doing fine.
We're doing great.
It's called the Chris Fade Show.
He wishes I, you know.
Hey, don't say that.
Had to take a long hiatus.
Are you saying I wish you were
there?
How are you feeling now? How are you
Nala,
feeling?
Can you just run to reception? I've got a gift for Rossi.
For Rossi?
Yeah, I bought you a gift.
Someone sent him something?
No, not at all.
You bought me a gift.
Got you a gift. I don't want to say I bought it.
Don't be like nice. I don't like it when you're nice.
This is going to take a couple of minutes because Nala's had to run to reception now. I just thought, you know, the whole billboard thing when we had, you know, you as the biggest Liverpool fan. And, you know, I thought to myself, I like to also gift him things as well.
Yeah, you do.
So I got you, I was out over the weekend and I went to an establishment, which I thought Rossi would appreciate that.
I know where you were.
Yeah, I didn't get the big one.
You were at the guitar shop.
Yeah.
I love that shop.
Have you been there?
I go because we, that cassette cafe thing.
Ah, yes.
So I go in there all the time and there's lovely posters.
It's called...
Art Guitar.
Art Guitar?
Art of Guitar.
Art of Guitar.
I thought you were working with those guys, the amount of love you gave them over the weekend.
Here you go, Ross, that's for you.
Get lost.
Yeah, give it to him. No, it's not the one that you think it is.
It's a concert poster, isn't it?
Yeah, give it to him, yeah.
It's a concert poster.
That's
yeah,
it's amazing.
The Beatles concert. That's exactly the one I want.
Oh, good, I got you
what
that.
What is wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
I got Rossi the Beatles.
Did you pay for this?
Nah, they gave it to me.
Did they?
Yeah, so I just thought I'll give it to Rossi because it was they said, which one do you want? And they had all these different bands. This place is like a museum.
Okay. Like, it has, like, stuff from memorabilia it's from artists.
They have signed George Harrison and Paul McCartney stuff, you know.
You should get that for your mom.
It's signed.
Because doesn't Gilda like George Harrison?
She likes George, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to buy her a signed George Harrison poster.
She likes him.
Anyway, it's like a bit of a music gallery, and the guys that run it are just like old school, and they're really, really cool. So I saw that. They said, which one do you want? I said, I'll take that one. Give it to Ross on the radio.
Now do you feel bad for saying, why is Chris coming back?
You wanted me dead. Whilst he wants me to die, I'm out there getting him Beatles memorabilia.
This is escalated, guys.
I was looking at this because they've got these ones. They've got ones from The Who. This is unbelievable. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, mate. Anytime.
You're so nice.
I'm always thinking of you, Ross.
I know.
No, I love you, mate. You know I love you.
You.
Can I announce something here for our brand?
You've been teasing this for a while.
I'm so excited that we've got to do this. This is really, really cool for the brand. So, first of all, just thank you for everyone that's been involved in the growth of the company.
Mm-hmm.
We went from little kid snacks to now energy snacks to now protein snacks, and we've got smoothies and vitamins and everything out
so
right now.
So much more, yeah.
Which is so cool, and we're growing, and it's all thanks to you. We're trying to do everything the right way, making us healthier, a better option, you know, for you. And so many of you share it every single day on Instagram and on social media, my friends, my family, but then people that I don't even know, which I absolutely love.
Mm.
So as a brand, when this opportunity came about, I wanted to pinch myself.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a, I just wanted to say that if you are in a job right now where you are striving to get a better grade or more money, or you dream of having a better position one day, I just want to let you know that dreams do come true. All right. Work really hard for it and don't take no for an answer, and it can happen. And I promise you, we started Fade Fit about 2 years ago, and to see where it is in 2 years, I do pinch myself.
It's incredible. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a company expand quickly. It's amazing.
And we have this new collaboration, which I can't wait to announce. I'm going to announce it now with you guys. And for me as a business owner, and if you own a business or you're driving to work and you're a manager or you represent a company, there are opportunities that you want to sort of strive for. And this was one that I would have never thought I would have been able to get so quickly.
But right.
The trust that the company showed our company and vice versa. And what we're putting out is we're doing a limited edition.
Yeah.
Fade Fit snack box with all our favorite kid snacks.
Right.
And we've teamed up with Space Jam, A New Legacy.
No way!
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, look at the box. That's so cool.
So this releases in stores this week. You'll be able to see it. Space Jam, New Legacy, only in cinemas. It's LeBron James is on Fade Fit.
Like, you've got LeBron James.
Look at that.
Bugs Bunny.
Look at that.
Like, that is the coolest thing ever.
So good.
Yeah, welcome to the Jam. NBA champion and global icon LeBron James goes on an epic adventure alongside the Tune Bugs. Yes, Tune Bugs Bunny, of course, and all the characters are back. This is huge. I grew up, did you guys watch the original Space Jam?
Do you know what? I only watched it for the first time the other day with the kids.
Michael, you didn't get, what do you mean?
I don't know. I just didn't watch it. I really enjoyed the movie, and my kids can't wait for part two now.
Yeah, so Space Jam, A New Legacy is out in cinemas. We're expecting it around July 14th here across the in theaters, which is going to be fantastic. And we're so proud at Fade Fit that we are now the official snack company for Space Jam, A New Legacy in the region across the Middle East.
That is something on your bucket list.
I mean, I want you to, they'll be out in stores, so look for this box. It's a big yellow box. You'll see LeBron James and Bugs Bunny on the box, alright?
So cool.
So we're going to give a few of these away coming up next as well, but Space Jam, A New Legacy in theaters, and I'm just so super
so
proud.
Awesome.
Super proud, yeah,
really good.
One of those moments where you just go, well that's so cool.
Just imagine
Thank you, Eddie and Ala, giving the little company a little round of applause.
Imagine thinking that you would be on there
so
like
true.
2 years ago.
So if you've got a little business idea or you want to open up a business, like, don't take no for an answer. Keep doing it, chip away at it slowly, and I promise you, you'll get there. So, listen, whilst I was gone, we are looking for a sports reporter for the show.
Yep.
Someone that knows knowledge of just sports in general. We used to rely on Rossi, and we realized that Rossi knows nothing about sport except Everton.
Exactly.
So he doesn't even know about, like, football in general.
Not even. Right. Steady on, I do.
He really doesn't know anything about life.
No, hold on. No. I do know stuff, but I'm not confident enough to say it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we need your help. We're on the search. We put it out on social media. We've got, you know, got a good amount of people applying for this, right? It's a highly unpaid job, which I know that you want.
Yes.
But it's to be part of the show. You know, we may talk to you once a week. We may talk to you twice a week. We may talk to you once a month. You don't know. Like, the Olympics are coming up. We've obviously got the Euros happening right now.
There's cricket on right now.
Now, Rossi, I asked you to get an intro for this segment before we actually hear from one of our reporters, because we're going to get a live sports report coming up in a second. And you listening need to help us decide who's going to take this out.
Yeah.
I asked for an intro. You've given me three options here, have you?
Yeah, have you got them?
I got them. I haven't heard these. Now, we're going to hear these. Which do we prefer, though? Okay, let's listen here.
I haven't heard
Option
these.
Number one for our sports intro.
Do you know your wickets from your penalty kicks?
Kick it with me.
Is football one habit that you will never kick? Then we want you in pole position.
Pole position.
Virgin Radio's search for a sports nut.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Sports
too long,
nuts.
And it's like sports.
Well, they're all going to be the same length.
Sports nut.
I don't like that term. Like, sports
did you come
nut.
Up with that?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Next.
Do you know your wickets from your penalty kicks?
Kick it with me.
Is football one habit that you will never kick? Then we want you in pole position.
Pole position.
Virgin Radio's search for a sports geek.
Sports geek.
Better than sports nut. It's either going to be called a sports nut, sports geek.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third one Russ has come up with?
Do you know your wickets from your penalty kicks?
Kick it with me.
Is football one habit that you will never kick? Then we want you in pole position.
Pole position.
Virgin Radio's search for a sports geek.
Well, that's the same one.
Same one.
Fanatic should be there.
What?
Sports fanatic.
Sports fanatic.
So you got sports fanatic, sports geek.
You couldn't even give me the right openers.
Or sports nut.
Can't even remember the name.
So the three options for this is
geek, nut, fanatic.
What about presenter or reporter?
I like reporter.
Why do that? Well, do we have to give them a name?
Well, yeah, because let's get our sports fanatic on.
Nah,
it's weird. This is the reporter.
Let's get our sports geek on.
I don't mind that.
Geek.
I don't mind geek.
Sports geek. Nut.
No. What? Okay, real quick poll right now. Call us. 0487155544. Do you want geek, sports nut, sports fanatic, or sports reporter?
Maybe we should let the winner decide.
No,
they have no choice.
They're stuck
because I want everyone that listens to the show to help us decide. It's your show. We do this together. It's not just our show. So should the sports reporter be called the sports nut, the sports geek, the sports fanatic, or the sports reporter? Or do you have another name that you can suggest?
Oh, gosh, that's good.
I'm happy to take any of them. I want to hear from you. All right, 0487155544. Alicia, your thoughts on this? What do you think?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I think fanatic sounds good.
Fanatic.
Yeah.
So we're crossing live to whatever the name is, but the sports fanatic.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, okay, put that down. It's your vote. Majd, what do you think?
Sports maniac.
Oh, this is another name. The sports maniac.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sports like very Back to the Future, isn't it?
Maniac, yeah. Maniac.
Almanac.
I remember that. Jude.
Hello.
Yeah, bro. What do you think? What name?
Hey.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, Jude. You're on the radio, brother. Give us the name.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, Jude. Are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name?
Sports Pro.
Sports Pro.
Oh.
It's not a bad name.
Sports Pro.
It's the Sports Pro on the Chris Fade Show this morning. How are you?
Rhymes as well. That rhymes. Sports Pro on the show.
Yeah, I like that.
Sports Pro on the show.
Good suggestion.
Samir, your thoughts?
Sports Wizard or Wiz.
Sports Wiz.
Sports Wiz.
I don't mind the Wiz.
The Wiz.
Yeah.
She's the Wiz with all the...
It's an electronic
story. No, I couldn't get that one to me. Okay, I appreciate it, though. That's a good option. A lot of messages coming in, actually, as well.
Keeping a note of all of these.
Yeah. Mark, your thought, Mark. What do you think?
Guys, I don't like any of those. I think you should do Sports Guru.
Sports guru.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
That
I like guru.
That won't offend anyone, will it, though?
Why would it offend anyone?
Yeah, you never know. It's in this, you know. Oh, you don't use the word guru. Guru is meant to be for people that are not doing sports report on a radio show.
No.
This is blasphemy. I'm never listening to you guys again.
Yeah.
So that's just on Twitter.
No, okay. Guru's okay. I'm giving the okay to use it.
What's the best one, then?
I like Guru. I like Guru. I do like Guru.
Good
I think that's,
suggestion.
Yeah.
Sports geek out of what you put forward, but Sports Guru, I think, would probably be best for the show.
I agree.
Guru for now is my favorite, but we're not closing this out. Suna, your thoughts on a name for the sports reporter?
Sports Buff.
Sports Boss.
Buff. He didn't
buff,
even hear
buff.
It.
Buff, yeah.
Buff.
I thought
buff. Buff. Yeah, that's not bad. Buff.
I thought of buff, but I didn't do it.
But does buff sort of mean like I'm buff, like I go to the gym? I'm
no,
buff.
when you say it together, like sports
you're
buff.
You're crazy about it. You're sports, you know, you're fanatic about sports, but it's okay. Sports buff. A short name, and I think it's short and sweet.
Okay. All right. Put them all down.
I just want to say we went into this with two options. We've come out with 75.
That's good.
So more
confused. We'll build it together. We'll build it together. I think this is important. I think it's going to be a segment that's not only going to happen on this show, it'll happen across all of, you know, the station if this person's on.
You know
so,
what we're going to do?
Mm.
If you go to Chris Fager right now.
Do a poll.
We're going to put a little suggestion box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, can we do a poll?
You want to do a poll?
Stop with the suggestions. We have enough.
Okay, what are your favorites? What are your favorites?
I like Guru.
Okay.
I like
Pro.
Pro.
I like Pro. There was another one, but I can't remember.
Do you want to put buff in? Put them all. Put the like five or six suggestions there.
We'll do a few polls and then we'll see what leads the polls and then we'll just keep going.
Eddie, if you had to choose one out of any that you've heard this morning, what are you choosing for?
I like Guru.
Guru.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nala?
Sports Pro.
Pro.
Okay. All right, listen. Up next, we're actually going to get our first official audition on the show.
Yay!
This person hasn't been on the radio before. He's not like he or she's not like a trained media person.
Yeah.
They've applied, and they give us the report next. You are going to help us decide who wins this. So we're on the hunt for a new sports reporter for the show, for the station, actually, which is going to be cool. It's, you know, tell us what's going on. Any sport to every sport that's going on. We've got the Olympics happening real soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Euros are going on right now, so we're going to be talking about football, but be it cricket, football, basketball, whatever it is.
Yeah, we just want your expertise on it. Give us a little roundup of the biggest headlines. You know?
We asked you to apply by putting a 60-second or more video onto social media. We got a bunch come through, and we're going through them slowly.
Yeah.
But first, welcome our first audition officially.
Yay!
For our sports reporter. Are we ready to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to this gentleman yet. We're just about to bring him on the radio, though, which is going to be great. But ladies and gentlemen, your first audition, please welcome Dylan to the show. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey.
Good morning, Virgin Radio. How are you guys?
We're doing all right, Dylan. How you feeling, Dylan?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm happy to be doing the sports early morning with you guys.
So what do you do when you're not doing this? Have you got a job?
I do, yeah. I actually host a couple of trivia nights around Dubai, so
okay.
I'm constantly on the sports scene already.
Okay.
And I'm a part-time teacher as well.
There we go. Part-time teacher, does some trivia. Now, hold on, Ross. Are you feeling threatened already here, Ross? Because you do some trivia nights as well. This is...
Yeah, I mean, I call them quiz nights. He's got a good voice, actually. I am a bit worried.
Already threatened by Rossi. Okay. Well, let's see how we go. We are going to just roll this out right now. We have no idea how this is going to go. Dylan, you've prepped up some stuff. We'll talk back and forth with you, but we'll also let you do your thing at the same time, all right?
Yeah, excellent. Sounds good.
All right, well, here we go. Please welcome, as we check our sports, with Dylan. Dylan, what's going on with sports right now?
Well, guys, as you know, there's sports 24/7 around the world. So a couple of headlines for you overnight. Did you guys get up early this morning to watch the NBA?
No. Now,
Dylan, hold on.
Hold on. Chris, I record the NBA to watch after the show. I don't want to know the result.
Chris, you have to let it. Come on. You got to let it go, dude.
Okay, hold on. You tell everyone. I'm going to block my ears
you
here.
Are
go ahead.
Annoying.
Chris, block your
go
ears.
Ahead.
Dylan, go for it. Give us the NBA results.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, Kevin Durant's season has come to an end.
Oh.
He lost last night. The Brooklyn Nets are out, or rather early this morning. Milwaukee Bucks bested them in the best of 7-game series. It was tied 3-3.
Yep.
It went to overtime. 115-111 was the final.
Oh my gosh. OMG. Okay, we're going to stop talking about NBA
now. I can't
hear
anything.
Okay, we're done.
All right, don't go back to NBA. All right, now great on the NBA. What else have you got for us, Dylan?
I'm sure you guys were awake for the Euros last night.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
All right, so Group F wrapped up, but it's still anyone's guess with one more game left to be played. Portugal lost to Germany 4-2 in Munich last night. Ronaldo claimed the early lead for the Portuguese in the 15th minute, but after that, it was all Germany. 4 unanswered goals by the German. It was too little, too late for the Portuguese, who lost 4-2. We saw the most own goals in one game and the most own goals in a tournament for the Euro.
Oh, wow.
He's very good, this guy, isn't he?
This sounds pretty good.
He's so good, like conversational. He's great. Yeah,
all right.
Anything
else, Dylan?
Yeah, one more thing for you guys. If you were planning on going to Tokyo for the Olympics, I double check that. The International Olympic Committee has announced they will no longer have any public viewing areas in Tokyo, and tourists are already not allowed to attend the events in person. As of now, the games are still set to go ahead with even less than 10% of the Japanese population being vaccinated. And polls show that less than 40% of the locals in Japan want the games to go ahead.
Wow.
But we'll see what happens.
All right, there's Dylan. Audition for the Sports Reporter. Very good job.
He's very good.
Great job there, mate. What are you on Instagram?
On Instagram, it's at the.dylan.show.
There we go.
The.dylan.show.
Yeah, no, I like it. You got a good delivery. A little bit like... Can we critique now? Do we do critiques?
I liked it. I didn't think of any negatives.
I think you're fantastic. At the level that you've already kicked in, I think is really good.
So good.
I want to hear more realness in it. It's a little bit like, I'm a news reporter and hi, I'm Dylan. You know what I mean? So I want to just lose a little bit of that. I want you to be more natural with us, right?
All right.
Okay, you got that?
Easy.
I'm just being real. Like, what do you want me to do?
This guy's talking to us.
He's done amazing.
I'm not saying it's not good.
Hold on. You shut your ears for the first 90 seconds and didn't even hear what he said.
Yeah, but I heard all of the other bits.
Poor guy.
Seems like someone else is threatened here.
I think he's great. I'm just saying.
Are you worried?
I don't want.
He wasn't like that though. I thought he was conversational.
Rossi and I loved it, Dylan.
I think he's. Have you got a script in front of you?
I got some notes in front of me. You know?
Yeah. Which is good. Yeah, notes is good.
Because he prepared so well. Mm. There was no ums, no ahs, no ahs or whatever.
I want oohs and ahs. I want someone to talk to me. I don't want it to be so perfect, you know?
I can do that.
Yeah, so you just did that. That was good.
You're too good, Dylan. That's the problem.
Listen, why are you making me feel like... I didn't say it wasn't good. I think he's great. And I had my...
Chris, you're doing a great job, all right? Keep it up.
Thank you. Why are you critiquing me for?
I like him.
What are you critiquing me for? Nala in studio began telling me this story. I said to Nala, how have you been? I haven't seen you for a week. She started telling me this story. I put the handbrake up. I said, wait. Tell me on the radio.
Yeah.
And we've got her on the radio right now. Nala, hi.
Hello.
Hold on. What mic do I turn on here?
No, the other one.
Oh, no, that's the other one.
No,
it doesn't work.
Hello? Okay, wait. Hold on.
just talking to Rossi's mic for now.
Yeah, do that.
All right,
that's
where
it's working.
Can we not work this
it's
out?
Not working.
Rossi, you said you had it all sorted out.
The engineers.
You see, Rossi, before we went on, go, yeah, I've sorted it out, guys.
No, it didn't. Oh.
So, Nala.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on.
Okay. So, the other day, I went to the Apple store because I had a problem with the computer. I needed to go fix it.
Okay, so you went to the Apple. Which Apple shop can you tell us?
In Mall of the Emirates.
Oh, there's a long wait for those Apple. When I went there the other day, there was a line that was like 40 people deep.
It was so bad.
Okay.
So I went there, I'm waiting in line, and I noticed that all the people in the Apple store are very good looking.
No, this is single you
mean,
Nala.
You mean the workers? Or
the workers.
Oh, the workers are all good looking.
They're all good looking.
Really?
So I was like, please God, don't be a woman who's going to come help me.
Oh, wow. You wanted a good looking...
Women empowerment out the window.
Wow, okay.
And then to my luck, a very good looking guy comes in.
Ooh.
And I, for the first time, I was like dressed properly. Like I wasn't dressed like with my sweats and all that. I looked good, decent, let's say.
Okay, sure.
She's happy.
So then I'm telling him the problem with my computer and everything, and I'm being like very like smooth and all. And then he tells me, okay, can I just have your Apple ID?
No, I don't think you can be smooth, just to let you know. I'm just going to tell you straight out right now, there is never a smooth version of you, I would say.
Smoother,
maybe?
Smoother than me.
Okay.
Okay, right, like cool. A bit like...
You're 23, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So then he's asking for my Apple ID.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was giving to him, I realized that this is my Apple ID since 7th grade.
Oh, no.
And here I thought I was the smooth girl, like, had makeup look decent. So I tell him, and I'm like, I'm trying to be as cool as possible. I go, like, cute. And then he goes, like, what?
Hold on. Before you give out your Apple ID, is that a bad thing to give out on air?
Don't give the at.
Yeah. I'll just give the first two words. Mm-hmm. It's fine. And then I go, like, cute. And then he goes, like, he's like, do you mean C-U-T-E? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And he's laughing. And I can feel it. He's laughing at me. And then it gets worse. And I go like, Dash? And he's like, okay. And I go like, Nalo? And he just bursted out
Nalo?
Laughing. Nalo. Because like, not Nala, Nalo. Because Nala was taken.
Okay.
So I was giving him this Apple ID. And he was holding his laugh together. And all I can think about is this. Like, I had a shot. And then, cute Dash Nalo. Comes in the way, and it's so bad.
Aww.
Like, it was so embarrassing because I felt so embarrassed, and he was laughing, and there goes my shot.
So, I mean, when are you gonna get married?
So pretty.
when are you getting married now? Did he propose to you right then and there? Was he saying, this is the woman for me?
He just ran as fast as possible, and the worst thing is that I'm seeing him again.
So this is really interesting because men, we would feel this way. We feel so
awkward
around girls, and we don't know how to act. So are you telling me that girls also feel the same way around guys?
Of course.
100%, especially me.
Because girls, you guys have the upper hand. I don't know, Ross, growing up, like, do you think girls like have the upper hand? Like, it's not
That's what you think.
Okay, when we would go out, let's just say this, right? We would go out. The chances of a guy, like, meeting a girl picking up, this is back home in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as easy as for a girl to meet a guy. Because any girl can go up to a guy and be like, hey, I think you're pretty cute. Do you want to hang out? The guy, 9 times out of 10, is like, yep.
No matter what.
No matter what, yes.
Yeah.
But you, vice versa. It's not like a guy can go up to a girl and say, hi, I think you're cute. Would you hang out? 9 times out of 10, the girl's going to be like, nah.
Well, maybe for you.
Oh, sorry. Rossi, the smooth man you are.
Yeah.
So you
if that was the most embarrassing thing ever for you.
This is one of many.
Honestly.
Yeah.
One of many.
You should have come out with me and Chris many years ago.
Yeah.
We embarrassed ourselves a lot more than that.
Yeah. So I've taken away from this story is that there are good... I don't go to the Apple shop, but I will go in there.
Just to see this.
And I'm going to rate the guys there.
Okay.
All right. So everybody... Mall of Emirates, the Apple shop. We maybe we'll go down with Nala one day.
Yes. No, but hold on. Mm. Right. There's probably people listening to this who work in the Apple shop now.
Yeah.
You can probably go on the system, look at cute Nalu, and see who the person was who was helping Nala.
Yeah, let's try to get him on.
No.
I'm gonna ask him why he hasn't proposed to her yet.
No.
And I'll come and find him.
Oh,
and you will propose to Nala.
Chris, calm down.
All right? And if you're in a relationship right now, you get out of it.
Calm down.
All right?
Calm down.
Sorry, I had to just... I've got to do this look. I haven't done the look to the left for a while here.
You don't want to do this look to the left.
I know. Well, I think I do. This look to the left is a piece of paper that sits here. And throughout the last 18 months with COVID, I read out some of the stats. And listen, new cases. We're over 2,000 again. We're at 2,109 new cases. This is the one that I didn't want to have to read out. But we've got 5 deaths overnight.
Yeah.
5 new deaths overnight. This virus is still taking people's lives here in the country.
Yeah.
Please, please, please. Continue to look after yourself. If you're not feeling well, stay at home. Don't go to work.
Yeah.
Don't send the kids to school. All right. I took 11 days off basically in total because knowing that I just didn't feel well. And it wasn't COVID, but I just wanted to make sure we're not spreading anything.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But again, get the vaccine put in you. If you've got it, 5 deaths overnight. My thoughts and prayers to every single person that's been affected personally by COVID. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us Sunday. Were you happy that I was back, or did you prefer it when I'm not here?
It was great because you brought me a gift. I'm very happy about it.
I know. You like that. That's like a few gifts I've given you, mate. Come on. Listen, good to be back after, a week and one day off.
Yeah.
Do look after yourselves. Listen, coming up next, it's amazing because it's 104 minutes of commercial-free music. We've got some of your favourite songs from the 2010s.
Yeah.
We've got your feel-good hits all coming up with Sheena, which is great. Plans for the day?
Plans for the day, the gym. That's today. Good.
Both of you are going to the gym as well.
Well,
I haven't trained in about a week here because of...
No, you need to take it easy. I'm not letting you go back into the gym yet.
I am not, but I'm going to do a little treadmill run today. I must do something. I feel like I need it. Listen, tomorrow on the show, we're back. 10,000 dirhams cash. The pop quiz could be yours. Have a great Sunday. It's hot. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.